You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. For most of the past few weeks, the economy has been issue number one on the presidential campaign trail. But obviously, national security remains on the front burner as well, with an active war going on in Iraq as well as Afghanistan as part of the larger global war on Islamic radicalism. With me now to talk about how he has decided his vote for the 2008 presidential campaign is Dr. Waleed Faris, Senior Fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He is a native of Lebanon, a terrorism expert who is seen frequently on cable news programs as well. And Dr. Faris, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
You've written an extended piece explaining how you went through this process of deciding who would be the next president for the next 4 and potentially 8 years. And early on in your piece, you write this: "This vote, more than any previous ones, can transform America's destiny radically, and with it the future of many nations, particularly those civil societies suffering from oppression around the world." It's said pretty much every 4 years, Dr. Faris, that this is the most important election of a lifetime. Why do you believe this one really is that pivotal?
Because back in 92, 96, 2000, and I've been through all these processes, I didn't feel that it was a decisive factor for the actual national security of the United States, and for, as well, the freedom and democracy dimensions around the world. This one, and also last one, but this one even more, probably the next one, again, more than that, are crucial because of the directions being taken, not just on the economic level. Of course, that is important and very important for most Americans, but on what I see beyond the horizons, about our choices, obviously, in how we're going to be dealing with the threats. The threats are not going to be impacted by what the candidates here are going to be doing for the middle class. I mean, being better or worse for the majority of Americans economically and socially is not on the list of concerns of Al-Qaeda, of the jihadists, of the Iranian regime, and what have you. But let me say one thing before I proceed further. This is only about my own opinion. It does not really represent any of the NGOs I'm affiliated with or the institutions. So I made my choice based on my expertise in the field, and I narrowed this time my choice on the issue of what I call national survivor, meaning the next president, and we have two to choose from and two agendas to choose from, is going to take the nation in a strategic direction, and that strategic direction has to do with how to deal with regimes such as the Iranian regime, the Syrian regime, the Sudanese, the Venezuelan regime, with the oil-producing regimes. And I, in the beginning of this piece, Greg, I mentioned that overarching everything, economic problems that we have, you have OPEC, you have the gas price that was one of the major components in driving our economy to the state of crisis it's in right now. So that is one dimension. The other dimension is how we're going to be dealing about it in terms of a public. Will the next president inform and educate Americans as to the identification of the threat, or would it be considered, as was the case in the 90s, as a police threat, and we're going to deal with it from a criminal perspective, not from a terrorist perspective? So I looked at all of that, and obviously the dynamics of terrorism and the objectives of these forces around the world, and one of the objectives is to certainly break down our national economy and our national security. And I thought that while I looked very seriously at the agenda of Senator Obama, whom I like very much as a person, obviously, and I would have probably loved to cast my vote for him had the jihadist threat not been around, but I did not find in that agenda so far, it may change in the future, what assures me that the jihadi threat is going to be taken seriously and strategically. Now, in the opponent agenda, the McCain agenda, I'm not very satisfied, of course. I mean, I don't read all what I think a president or a future president should have included after 7 years of war on terror, but at least it identifies the threat. It says, it tells Americans that we are at war, we need to continue with the confrontation. And I think more important of all of that, it tells Americans that, you know, for the next generation, there isn't some effort that we need to do now for the next generation to be able to survive. And that's really the angle from which I decided to cast my vote for McCain platform.
Just about 3 minutes left in our conversation here, Dr. Faris, and let's go over some of the high points of this piece in quick detail here. First of all, Iraq. McCain says, obviously, we want to stay and finish the job. The Petraeus surge plan has been a great success. Senator Obama says we need to redeploy in a quick but responsible fashion. What would be the impact of those two strategies?
Well, a McCain choice would be to stay and, create victory, but it needs a little bit more work than that. It means that we're going to give the Iraqis enough strength to do what we are doing so that we can withdraw. It's really mathematical. We enable those who are going to stay behind us to be able to have a balance of power with the Iranians. This is something that the Obama platform cannot do simply, and that you know, they have done it to their own platform by saying that they're going to condition the withdrawal to a timetable. But more important than that, they're going to supercondition it to talks with Ahmadinejad. So how can you equip the Iraqis with enough strength to balance the power with Ahmadinejad and sit down with the Tehran regime and cut a deal? So that's how I think the McCain direction, although need to be completed, is still for me preferable at this stage than the Obama, you know, agenda on the issue of Iraq.
You mentioned the Iraq issue has a direct influence on how we confront the Iranian nuclear threat as well as their sponsorship of terrorism. What do you believe is the right way forward in Iran, and does either candidate, do you think, have their finger on the pulse of that situation?
I think that both candidates need to have strategic advisors who would explain to them how it functions with the Iranian regime. It's neither the cut and run, meaning sit down with Ahmadinejad, nor sit down in trenches in Iraq and watch what's happening in Iran. Really, if you want to be successful in Iraq or any place in the region, we need to be active with the Iranian public, with the Iranian civil society, equip them, support them, receive them, give them visibility, and they will produce the dynamics of change inside Iran. It's ironic that if we speak about change and new direction, we really need it to be happening inside Iran more so than anywhere else in the world.
About a minute left in our conversation here, Dr. Farris. Senator Obama says our prestige, our image around the world has been greatly damaged in the past 8 years, and he would work to restore that. Do you agree with the premise, first of all, and if it is damaged, how best do we restore it?
I agree with the conclusion that we need to restore a better image. I sort of say, well, if it has been damaged, it's not by rain and snow. It has been damaged by networks, by the jihadi propaganda, by Al Jazeera, by the Wahhabi money, by the Iranian petrodollar that has been spent in a systematic campaign to basically paint America's image not as a liberator but as an occupier. What we need to do is basically work with our allies in the same way, you know, Saudis and Iranians have sent their petrodollars to jihadis. We need to help and support with dollars and with political visibility the forces of change in the region. They are the real future of the region, not the regimes that I think some of us here in Washington would like to sit down and cut deals with.
Dr. Farris, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for your time and your insight.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Dr. Waleed Farris is a senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He's a terrorism expert and a professor of Middle Eastern Studies. This is Dateline Washington.